Attention, freelancers and solopreneurs. You are tuning into The Remote CEO, a show that will help you scale your business, become the authority in your market, grow into a better leader, and create your remote empire. And now, your host, acclaimed business coach and entrepreneur, Deniero B.
Going on, CEOs. Deniero B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, we're going to talk about PR, content creation, how to get featured on magazines so that you can increase, you want to increase your authority in the market. Now, does that mean that you're automatically going to get more clients? And the answer is no. Getting featured most times nowadays does not mean automatically getting more work, just because there's so much content out there that you don't necessarily appear in front of hundreds of millions of people, hundreds of thousands or millions of people anymore with one publication. But what happens when you get featured is that your authority level rises, so that when you do get on the phone with the right people that may be interested in buying your services or products, and they see that you've been featured, that level of authority will help you convert people into buyers at a rate that is much higher than you had before when you weren't getting featured, okay? So this is a long-term strategy. So if you're looking for a way to make a quick buck, this is not it. But if you're interested in building your brand and have your brand stay in the market for decades, this is the post that you want to listen to. So point number one, you always, always want to develop relationships with bloggers and reporters. This is absolutely important if you want to get featured on a regular basis. If you want to have those amazing PR opportunities, you need to know who writes for these blogs or magazines, right? So the way that you can do that is by A, being involved and going on blogs, reading blog posts, finding people that write these blog posts or articles on newspapers, print magazines, find their names, the people that wrote them, the authors, and find them on LinkedIn, find them on social media, on any platform. A lot of them use Twitter on a regular basis. So once you do that, what you want to do is simply strike a conversation with them. It doesn't have to be something crazy. Say, hey, I really loved your piece on, and insert the title or the topic. And you'll see they will love talking to you most of the time because that's their work. So if someone is there to actually compliment their work, they feel, like you're definitely someone worth at least saying thanks to. And then you do that on a regular basis. Again, as I said, this is not something that happens overnight, but after a few months, you'll be able to see that you have a pretty decent network of reporters and journalists and bloggers. So once you do that, you want to look for interview opportunities online. There are several different ways that you can do that. So if you're interested in knowing exactly the how-to step-by-step, go to my website and enter your email and name in my email list, and I will email you when the course comes out. I've been helping a ton of people getting published and getting featured on magazines, and it can definitely help you as well. It's a simple step-by-step process. Not easy, but it's definitely simple. And another way that you can do this is actually to organize events, and it don't have to be in-person events. They can be online events. If you can create masterminds in a specific group, you can connect people between each other, because once you start connecting people, you're going to be the person that everybody has in common. And when that happens, you'll see that you're going to get a lot more opportunities for PR. And always make sure, this is the point number four, to create an awesome story, an angle for your business. I always talk about angles. Every single product or service that you sell can be described or talked about with several different angles based on A, the demographics of the people that use it, B, the way that you use the product or service. Maybe you partnered up with another business so you can talk about the partnerships. Maybe you've been helping your neighborhoods or, you know, just society at large with your product. So there are several different ways that you can talk about your business. Some of them are somewhat boring, so they don't require necessary storytelling or a publication to talk about it. But I'm sure that within those stories, there's always going to be at least one or two angles that you can use, can leverage for these stories so that reporters and journalists can talk about you, right? When you're able to do these four things all together, you'll see you'll start getting a lot more press coverage. And again, remember that press coverage is free. It's awesome from brand building. It will help you convert people into buyers when they talk to you. And it's going to allow you to build a long-lasting brand. All right. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.